Tinokutendai nenyasha dzakanyorazve upenyu hwedu. Baba, nhoroondo yakashandurwa. Baba, zvataimbove kubudikidza nemaropa atakabarwa nawo zvakashandurwa. Taiva vapiri vemidzimu, taiva vanamati vezvifananidzo, taiva mahedheni vaiva kure namwari. Asi nyasha dzakanyora zveupenyu hwedu. Nhasi uno tinouya mukati meimba yenyu tiri voho, tichiziva zvemaziro kwazvo tiri vana vamwari. Nekudaro kana tiri vana vamwari, hapana chinotiwana, nokuti ropa romufiri wedu nomudzikiri tenzi weru Jesu Kristu rinotichengetedza. Ndiwo mufaro watinawo Baba, kuti munguva ino yokupedzesera makatidaidzawo mukatiita vanakomana nevanasikana, kudya panhaka yedenga, kudya pane chisingaori chinochengetedza upenyu. Tatenda nezvikomborero zvamanaisa mangwanani ano. Tatenda madova makanaka nezvose zvamadhikireya. Tinozvitambira nokuzvigamuchira kuva zvedu. Baba, tinoda kuendera mberi nesefu zino nomufaro, kuziva kuti takamira pakanaka, kuziva kuti Mwari wangu makanaka matonyevenutsa nzira dzedu. Tinochiisa sefu zino kwamuri Baba, tibatsirei mutipe chokutaura. Baba, mugovhura miromo kutaura izvozvoga zvamakaona zvakafanira panguva ino. Ipai vanasokushuwa kwemwoyo yavo. Ndinozviisawo kwamuri kana maninzwira ngoni nditi sokuda kwenyu. Takumbira muzita raye unokosha unogona, unova ndiye tenzi weJesu Kristu nokusingaperi. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We can take our seats.
Garai zvenyu pasi.
We'd like to sincerely greet you this morning in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
We'd
like to greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Are
you here this morning?
Can we
hear that you are here this morning?
Are
we together this morning? God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I surely enjoyed this morning. When I was just seated there, I said, when is the pastor ever going to come and take me? I want to go inside.
Until
finally I said, even if he's not there, I'm going in. So by the time I marched out, he was waiting for me somewhere.
Amen.
There is such a presence here. And you feel good to be in such a presence. Tell you what, as you continue to nurture and nourish that presence, one of these good days, you will forget that you are here. Your souls will be enraptured. You will walk and believe and sing, and you will not be like Enoch of old. What a hope we have in this kind of days. When everything is falling apart, but we have a hope that we won't be one of these fine days.
God bless you.
I'd like to appreciate the pastor here for giving me yet again an opportunity this morning to stand with all due respects. Appreciating you all for coming to church. When I go to church, I want to have church. When I go to church, I want to have church. And church is not church without me.
Church
is not church without you. So when you come into church, be church yourself. Express yourself to your God. Praise your God. Give him honor. Give him glory. Don't let nothing hinder you. Then you will see more and more and more of him being emptied into you.
Amen.
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 Like to appreciate the couples, the parents meeting we had yesterday.
Toda kutenda parents meeting yatakavana inezuro.
It was so sure sweet to gather with the parents.
Takaungana pamwechete nevabereki.
I really appreciate it. May God richly bless you.
Ndakazvitenda zvikuru mara akuropa
fadzi. Being nice and good.
Nekuvanhu vakanaka.
Amen. And this morning,
mangwana neano,
once again we come to God's word.
Zvakare tadzoka kushoko raMwari.
I felt a little burdened for a long time. One time I came, I tried to put across, but the Lord took over. Maybe with the processes that you've gone through. We just wanted to put a seam, you know, when you have a garment, you have to put a seam. That's the burden we have this morning. But we know that we always don't have enough time.
We
just take it as the Lord leads.
And
my task this morning is I want to speak on the office of a pastor. Now, how the church relates with its pastor. According to the scriptures and according to the message. And how the pastor relates with his church. You know very well what Brother Branham says.
He
says, if the pastor is happy and the church is happy, you are bound to hear from the Lord. But if the church is happy and the pastor is not happy, it means you are not bound to hear from the Lord. But if the pastor is also happy and the church is not happy, vice versa, hear from the Lord.
So
that goes to show you there is a relationship that the word expects to be cultivated between pastor and the church. And then heaven will echo. You will hear the echoing of heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Can you say amen?
Gatiti, amen.
May God bless you. That's what we want to go into just for a short while. Shall we turn our Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15?
Gati vurema Bible edu, Jeremiah chapter 3, ndima 15.
And I will give you pastors.
Ndichakupai vafudzi.
He gives pastors. According to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Ephesians 4:11. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. So you see there the office of a pastor according to Ephesians as part of the fivefold ministry, which the prophet says those are predestinated offices. They are there by predestination. So in other words, whoever enters into there, it's by the foreknowledge of God. It's by the predestinative will of God. Amen.
Amen.
May God bless you as you take your seats. There is a few things that I say as I slide into this. And we'd like to have your undivided attention. There is lots of things many times that happen. They happen in the life of the believers. They happen in the life of the church. They happen in the circles of believing. But sometimes the decisions and the things that we go for and the actions that we take sometimes is because of lack of understanding and knowledge of what the Bible says and what the message says. So this morning we want it to be abundantly clear, because lack of understanding of what God says about a pastor, who is a shepherd, who is an elder, who is a bishop, will get you not to do the way you ought to do. One time then you hear the prophet Branham Shaw. That's why you are in the condition that you are in. Maybe that's why you can't access the blessing or the help. Because you don't know much of what a pastor is like. A pastor is not a man who just imposes himself. Who wakes up tomorrow and says, now I am your pastor.
It's
a God-ordained office. According to Jeremiah there, and I will give you pastors according to my own heart. Not according to the heart of the pastor, but according to the heart of God, by His predestinative will, He gives you pastors. And those pastors that He gives, their duty is to feed you with knowledge and understanding. Now, my subject is divided into three aspects. I think I took this also back home for our church order of 2019. But today I'll just speak on one aspect. Today
we
get some time again, then we pull through.
Now,
so I will give you pastors. He gives them to you. And for the purpose of feeding you with knowledge and understanding. So right there, then now, you cannot look at a pastor through your mirror. Because he's given of God and ordained of God. I don't know if we get there where you will see that then he's given also special understanding, special revelation, which the prophet calls the hidden manna, so he can be able to feed the flock. That's the first aspect. I look at pastor, a shepherd, a feeder of the flock. But before I go in, Lord, I want to demystify lots of misunderstandings which have gone even sometimes through the ages, but which we see Brother Branham correcting in the Pergamian Church chapter 5. Of a pastor and the bishop, and the hierarchs that we see in this kind of a day.
Now,
if ever you want God to walk with you and to bless you, follow the word. Say what the word says. Believe what the word says. Live by what the word says. Then the reality of the word becomes true. No matter who says what. Amen.
Amen.
Now, so we see there, he says, I give you pastors. So we see now Paul. Now you see starting in Titus. And go to Timothy. Titus 1:5. For this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shalt set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city as I had appointed me. So we see Paul speaks of actually setting of order and putting elders. And Brother Bram says there is no one higher in the church there than the local elder. And we know the local elder is the pastor. We know that pastor is the shepherd. And we know that shepherd is the feeder of the flock. Are we together? Are we together? Now. And then we see now on the five predestinated offices in the ministry. Some gave apostles. Some gave prophets. And some gave evangelists. And some pastors. And some teachers. Those are the God-ordained predestinated offices that God has set into the church for the work of the ministry. Are we together? I don't see anything like the Pope there. It's not there in those five offices. I don't see something like the term maybe bishop in the sense of the world there.
And this corner, Bishop, semaonero enyika.
I don't see something in the sense of overseer there, in the sense of the world.
And iskuona panonzi overseer.
But I see those five predestined offices of an apostle, of a prophet, of an evangelist, and of pastors, and of teachers. Are we together? And those have been set into the church by God to unify, to teach, to bring that body to perfection, to bring them to the unity of faith. Are we together? Are we together? So we see now, then I want to take you to the qualification in order to get to what I want to get to.
1
Timothy then says, a bishop then must be blameless. The husband of one wife.
Where
Titus says, set elders. Then says, a bishop then must be blameless. The husband of one wife.
Vigilant,
sober,
good behavior, given to hospitality.
What is Timothy saying there? Is it a different man altogether again? Is this person here who is to be a husband of one wife? Is it now a different office from that other office whereby he was told to set elders in the church? Those are the qualifications of
a pastor.
The elder of the church, is that so? Does that make that bishop a different man? So where does this idea of bishops come from? Okay. Because one that rules his family and so on, so on, and so on, so on. Then Titus, again, 1:7 says, for a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God. Not soon angry and so on. So there is talking of this as the entry qualifications to that elder there of the church. Are we agreed? Which Brother Abraham says, there is no one higher than the local elder. Are we together?
Amen.
Are we together? That's now when you come to the sovereignty of the church. Yes, with all due respect to the elders that have gone before us, we respect them, we give them our places. But in terms of hierarchies, it doesn't go to the denominational formula. Like then now we end up with the popes. But the messages taught us and leveled our understanding to the requirements of the Bible.
Now,
are we together? But what we see now, those things now have completely changed. Because instead we have been brought in now religious politics into the church. No wonder why the prophet says, 64, message of the identified masterpiece of God, politics don't belong in church. The Holy Ghost is to take the church over. And not a politic vote of who is who. God placed in the church some apostles.
It's
God who places in the church some apostles. Prophets, some teachers, and evangelists, and pastors, not men voted them in there, God placed them in there. And I know we know how God places them in there in the church. That's already been history.
Now,
by the calling of the Holy Spirit, prayer meetings and laying on of hands and staying before God. Paragraph 94, but today we have socialized our religion to a place till it's almost like politics. If ever I hate anything, then that's religious politics in church. I hate church politics, but I love the word that God ever places in the church. So he says, still it's almost like politics itself.
pachazo
that we play it in all our denominational.
Tatinoita tichitamba masangano.
We are, one can't point to the other one.
Hatikwanisa kunongedza kune
mumwe. We are all guilty.
Tose tine mhosva.
In there you find some genuine men.
Mukatime munona vanhu vechokwadi.
And genuine women.
Neva kadzi vechokwadi.
But the trouble, what I'm thinking about,
zvandiri kuvhunga,
we are getting too much on the minorities.
Kune vashoma.
The genuine people that wants to believe
vanoda kutenda
and wants the power of God.
Vanoda simba ramwari.
There is too many brought in us in just by a social act. Well, this is a good man. He's a fine fellow. He says in our churches, those who want the bona fide truth, those who want the genuine article, they are now getting to be on the minority. People just love their things. In other words, there is certain protectors they have to protect. You see one quotation, if ever we get there, where the Lord says, if they will preach about us being a robbed choir, I will go out of the church. In the same quotation, says, if they will preach anything to do maybe with our fashions or whatever, or maybe our hairdos, we will leave the church. Until now, you will find that then the preachers have to compromise in order to retain the membership. But brother, what retains the true membership is the bona fide word of God. Remember, that word is a sieve on its own. Those who have to go must go. If they are offended by the scripture, then they are not supposed to be of the scripture. Jesus said, shall you also go if you don't eat my flesh? That was an offense. Will you also go? Some were offended and they went, but others said, where shall we go? Oh, my brother, my sister, no matter how hard, no matter how rough, where shall we go? We still believe the quotation. We still believe the message of the hour. We still believe what the pastor says. Hallelujah. Why, my brother? That's what will save us. That's what will save us. We are not here for popularity. We are not here for a meal ticket. We are here for the salvation of sons and daughters of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Say amen, somebody. Say hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
But the trouble I'm thinking about, we are getting too much on the minority side. The genuine people that wants to believe and wants the power of God. There is too many brought in just by a social act. Oh, he's my relation. Oh, you know, he's my brother, you know. He's my mother's sister. Brother, it's not a brother, it's not your mother's sister. God calls by election. Whether you like it or not, but God calls by election. And that's the genuine article. That's God's elective love. It's not about brothers and sisters here. It's not about your next of kin here. It's about the elect of God. Them that are called by God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Elder.
Mukuru.
Go ordain elders in the cities. Now, elder.
Ene muno gadza vakuru muchechi. Mukuru,
bishop,
mubishopi.
Basically, the denominations are taken on a different level where they differ.
But
the word elder refers to the man.
Asi shogore kuti mukuru ka riri kutaura munhu wacho achapinda muofisi.
Elders,
indono gadza vakuru,
right? But bishop,
asi mubishopi,
which is overseer,
anova mutariri mukuru.
That masangana na bishop ana overseer, right? Bishop, which is overseer.
Mutariri, overseer.
It's referring to the function of the office. The man is an elder.
Muruma munhu achanonzi mukuru.
But now bishop is the function of the office.
Ndo basa raari kuita muofisi iyoyo.
He is overseeing.
Ari kutarira zvinhu.
Grieve not the Holy Ghost.
Musagumbutsa mweya mutsvene.
The Holy Ghost, which has made you overseers, which has made you bishops over the church of the living God. But you know, in the apostolic churches, always the word elder was kind of like always plural. And yet we know that elder in a local church is the highest order in the Bible for the church. That is the local church elder. That's the highest office there.
No office huru.
He's the one who hears from God. And God gives him and he brings it to the people. That's from earnestly contending. Now, we got the message now. The doctrine of the Nicolaitans. I like this quotation. Now, I want you to see now where the confusion is and where it started, what Brother Bram is saying. From the Pergamian church age, chapter 5.
Right.
Revelations 2:15 says,
so
hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the
Nicolaitans,
which thing I hate. We move on. Brother Brown, it says now in the church, it says, you will recall that I brought out in the Ephesian age that the word
Nicolaitan
comes from two Greek words,
Nikao,
which means to conquer, and
Lao,
which means the late. To conquer the late. In other words, to make the late of none effect. It's an order and a hierarchy. To suppress the late. Are we together? So it goes down, then he says, now, Nicolaitan means to conquer the light.
Now,
why is this such a terrible thing?
It
is terrible because God has never blessed his church in the hands of an elected leadership. Which moves with political mindedness.
So,
you can't be spiritual minded and you can be political minded. So it's the other side sugar-coated by a religious spirit and yet meant to cause harm and havoc in the church of the
living
God. Are we together? Then he goes to say, he has placed his church in the care of God-ordained, spirit-filled word living man who lead the people through feeding them the word. And this morning I'm taking the first segment, pastor, a feeder of the flock. Who leads the people by feeding them the word? Not feeding them stories. Not feeding them theories. Not feeding them the way I see it. It has to be nothing but the word or never. Any church that has to stand, it has to stand by the word. If there is no word, it has no reason to stand. Are we together?
Now,
he goes further, he says, he has not separated the people into classes so that the masses are led by a holy priesthood. You see, Nicolaitans, Nikao, Tukonga, a holy priesthood. There is a big pope there. From the pope, you have some cardinals there. From the cardinals, you've got the bishops there. From the bishops there, then you've got maybe the priests there. From the priests, then you've got now the local priests there. Brother, that order is not in the Bible. It's not there, it doesn't exist. That's why in Revelation chapter 2 there says, you hold the doctrines of the Nicolaitan. I hate that. The issue of putting people into classes, it's God and his people through his God word loving ordained people.
Now,
so he says, he has not separated the people in classes so that the masses are led by a holy priesthood. It is true that the leadership must be holy, but then so must the whole congregation. So there is no holy I see and the evil you. Oh, it's holy. It's God's holiness in the people. Further, there is no place in the word for priests or ministers or such mediate between God and the people. Nor is there a place where they are separated in their worship of the Lord.
That's the Roman thing.
One time, I came to Rome.
I came to Rome and I went to
there. Because each day,
you rise up early in the morning.
They register up at Vatican around 20,000 visitors.
They register 20,000 to Vatican.
You know, pay about 20 euro. You can see how
and
that
you pay
thing
20 euro.
Is bloody rich.
Paying
20 euro and they raise about 20,000.
20,000 and 20 euro.
So then we go in.
Wopinda.
We see in every day number more no bona chikara chakaita
se. I wanted to see how the beast looks like.
I didn't see him
because he was addressing. If the beast is
speaking. Nokona zvima boxes vaiso tendeukira varimo vanhu achi reuruya iye pop arimo achireuruya.
I saw the confession boxes.
Mwari anzwa ngaienda hayo yaregererwa.
Hey, God has heard, you are forgiven.
Go in peace, you are
forgiven.
Kudzamara pa ningia Peter. You want statue of Peter?
The statue of Peter.
Zvimwe zvacho zvigunwe zvanga zvapera nokunanzwa nokukiswa vakatozoisa fence.
And the feet are people were leaking.
Do you want a bomborero?
They had to put a fence to protect that, so that I can get a blessing.
And find so many people coming in thousands.
Vanhu vanouya zuru nezuru.
In Mama's cathedral, Muningamusha Misa almost every hour.
In those cathedrals, then the Vatican
got a Misa from all over.
People run over Kwakasiana Sian.
Muzuna Namatums and Engarima Matums and Engarima Sunday Akavakari.
And of the saints of old.
Muzuska bring a passage, Muchuana and Mundokni library, Papa.
And there is a passage where there is a library of the Pope, you don't get there.
Asmane, my brother, Yakamono Shanda, go in attachment.
There's a
access.
In our attachment,
there's a table there.
10
or 12 special books.
And my book 12
akatsauka. Baba under the face of the sun. My 12 special books.
And my book 12 akakosha.
Granda among them wakaona book riipo rezvisimbiso.
And you found it. The book of the seals.
Kana Satan anozviziva.
The devil knows.
Satan anotiziva kuti we exist.
He knows the seven seals are open. Though he pretends he doesn't know. But he knows. They're just gathering courage to speak to the wife of the Lord Jesus Christ. How can you
approach your
wife with such power? You first read the edges, then you know how to approach.
Oh my. And then people say, they
want to appear spiritual.
You
light the candles. and you find the person doing
the confessing
the sins. If you don't,
I thank God, our God is easily accessible.
You can access him
right there where you are. Right now we can speak to him. Right now he can talk to you. You don't need to go to Rome, my brother. Nicolaitanism. God wants all to love and save him together. Nicolaitanism destroys those precepts. And instead separates the ministers from the people. Sometimes future talks speak about a shepherd and the flock. A shepherd smells like the sheep. In other words, there is a bond. It makes them one. I was so happy when we finished the couples meeting there. So just standing there, and the pastor was there. Pastor, I said, hey, this man is a shepherd. Hey, sister, oh, brother, it's a long time before. By the way, you know,
the pastor
already talked. You smell people like the sheep. You feel like going into them. And you feel like swallowing them into you. Wherever you are, you have them and you're talking to them. Because a shepherd smells like the sheep. There should be a hierarchy where you are separated. For you to really save the people, you have to be a part of the people. You have to be among the people. The people have to be you and you are there. You are inseparable. Then Brother Abraham goes to the history of a shepherd in the Middle East. How he was respected of his office of being a shepherd. And how the sheep would follow and obey. They would not drive the sheep, but the sheep would follow the shepherd. They follow. And when he stops, they stop. Because he was the shepherd of the sheep. But today is vice versa. The shepherd follows the sheep. Pastor, I don't want to hear you preach about this thing again. Then the pastor says, amen.
Pastor, with amen.
Pastor, stop preaching about this.
Pastor,
even if it's in the Bible, if you do that, I won't come to church. It's the sheep now leading the shepherd.
Now,
but it says in Oriental times, the sheep follows the shepherd. The shepherd has the staff. And they follow. And then when he gets to their fold there, he drives them in there. And when he has put them in there, he actually closes the door. And he sleeps at the door. That's why I say, I'm the door to the sheep.
God.
Anything that comes for the sheep, it has to settle it with the shepherd at the door before it has access with the sheep. Hallelujah! Many times. I'll pick a quotation maybe sometime later. If I get time. Where Brother Bram says, then people don't know what shepherds go through. They don't know what goes through their minds. They don't know what sufferings they go through. If only they knew, then they would act better. And they would pray for them. And they would love them. And they would sacrifice for them. Say amen, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it's a man like you. Maybe even takes more oxygen than you take. Maybe you even smile better than he smiles. Maybe he doesn't even have a good voice. Like myself, I hate my voice. That's why I hardly listen to the messages I preach.
The
voice is so dull, I don't like it. I don't like it either. Worse to somebody else. If I hate it myself, then to you it's worse. But brother, if God has made him, like the prophet says, God has made him his shepherd. His shepherd. Because I will give you pastors after my own heart.
not after your own heart. You may have your own heart, shepherd, but you have to accept God's own heart, God's own will for your life.
So what we see, a shepherd is not your choice.
Saka mufudzi haisisa rudzo yako
iwe. But a shepherd is God's choice for you.
Asi mufudzi isa rudzo yaMwari
kwauri. That's why when you vote is the Holy Ghost in you.
Ndosaka kana muchivota
kwaya kuti having the influence.
Ari mauri ari kukurudzirai
for what to choose.
Kuti mosarudza ani.
So it's his shepherd.
Saka mufudzi waMwari.
Anofudza makwai ake.
And shepherding God's sheep.
Ndiri kuzipigwa.
I'm enjoying myself. I'm enjoying. Are you also enjoying?
Chimbo medzererai tione kuti muri kunakirwa.
Just take a deep breath.
And ma sweet ega anona kakomana.
It's not only sweet that are sweet. Even the word of God is sweet.
Amen.
Ndizvo brother. Ndizvo brother. Chimbo itai futi brother. Ndizvo wanyu wandinaka. Itai futi brother. Ndizvo.
Just to say, that's it. Amen.
Kune nguru kutaura na Satan. Satan ngachi Satan ngachi bodo.
Satan will be saying, no.
Mwari mwe mchino vondizo.
And the Holy Spirit says, amen. And the devil is brought to shame.
Inzwa.
Listen.
Now, this doctrine.
You know, this is so.
Inzwa, are you clear now? I'm hitting the nerve center now.
This doctrine
actually started as a deed in the first age. It appears that the problem lay in two words. Elders. That means presbyter. Which Paul says to Timothy. Stay the gift that's in you. Which was identified by the laying on of hands of the presbyter.
The
presbyter, the elders.
Vakuru.
Are we together?
Chiritosere.
The pastors.
Vafudzi.
You have
hey, hands laid on
you.
I don't care
about
you. We go back to the word.
That gift. Tear it up. Identified by the laying on of the hand of the
presbyter.
Iwe Tito indaunombeka.
Tito go.
You can follow in the history of that word. It was the elders laying hands.
If you follow that word, it was kwankurukuiswa maoko nevakuru
vechechi. In that they were not giving the men a gift.
But
Brother Branham says, we are recognizing. We are giving the right hand of fellowship to the gift that we have identified in this man. We are not giving him a gift. God has given him a gift. But we are here now to say we have seen it, we acknowledge. We say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
If we lay hands in, if there's nothing,
Do zvana Matthias zviyai zvekuti vakatonzi
vakatonzi
brother Abraham asa hana chakaita chinomusoro.
He did nothing.
Asi Paulo,
but Paul,
an apostle.
Ma apostola.
Called
akadanwa
by the Lord Jesus Christ.
Na ishe Jesu Kristu
pachawo. Not ordained of man.
Asina kugadzwa nevanhu.
So you see right there,
murikuona ipapo.
So, this doctrine actually started as a deed in the first. It appears that the problem lay in two words, elders, which means presbyter, and overseers, in brackets, which means bishops. You see where the confusion is? Though the scripture shows that there are several elders in each church. Now, tombo poza ipapo. Tape tombo poza. Tombodzika, tora gwaro riri muna Acts chapter 20.
Muna mabasa 20.
Verse 17.
And
from my letters, that's Paul.
Kuba mutsamba dzangu ndi Paulo.
Paul there he sent to Ephesus.
Akatumira ku Efeso.
And called the elders of the church.
Akadana vakuru vechechi.
You see that there now?
Murikuona ipapo.
the elders of the church.
Vakuru vechurch.
Then, verse 28.
Verse 28.
Then Paul is speaking.
Paulo ari kutaura.
Take heed therefore unto yourselves.
Zvichenjererei imi.
And to all the flock.
Neboka rose.
Over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers.
Ramakaitirwa vatariri varo nomweya mutsvene.
Overseer chima bishopi.
What is overseer? Is it a bishop?
Asi ma elder hadeza.
But it's the elders that he has called.
Muri kuzvibata.
Are you getting it? Are you
then
catching it?
Then he says now.
Anoti.
He has made you overseers to feed the church of God which he had purchased with his own blood.
Kupa kereke chikafu ya Mwari yakatengwa neropa rake.
With that now it becomes clear as we continue with our quotation.
Zvichava zvapa chena tichiverenga zvinokorwa.
Okay. Bishop still claim that says okay. Bishop still claim power to control men and deal with them as they desire.
Mabishop anoti tine simba nekuita vanhu zvatinoda navo.
That's not the place. Okay. And these bishops, no doubt political minded and anxious for.
Mabishop aya ane pfungwa dzezvo matongerwe nyika.
Okay. I'm there. It appears that the problem lay in two words: elders, presbyters, and overseers, bishops. Though the scripture shows that there are several elders in each church, some began,
he
puts Ignatius
Dimuao,
among them,
Dimuao,
to teach that the idea of a bishop was one of that's why Jesus
says,
that
bishop,
Bible, not to
let's go to what the Bible says.
Can I aramba, aramba?
Amen.
So Ignatius started to teach them that the idea of a bishop was one of preeminence.
Akadzidzisa kuti bishop ndeo utungamiri
or authority and control over the elders.
Kana hokutonga vakuru vechechi.
In other words, from the local elders,
kubva pavakuru vechechi,
the pastors of the church,
kubva vaita vafudzi vechechi,
there is a bishop.
Pane anonzi bishop.
And the bishop directs now you from there now, you move from there now, you
bishop
go, you are going to pastor there.
Wakwenda
kuna then, now you move from there now, you are going to pastor. In other words, you have excommunicated the Holy Ghost.
What job?
And you have put in a man,
Maisa Munu,
Nico.
Don't you Nico write?
When I was at Mungwa, Nemazigan Baziz work, Van Dozantos attend.
If a lie is told so many times, it appears to be the truth.
Sinzwa. Now. The truth of the matter is the word elder.
Nyayacho ndeye kuti shoko rekuti mukuru.
Signifies who the person is.
While
the word bishop,
bishop
signifies the office of the same man. Signifies the office of the same man. But today, from pastor,
overseer,
from overseer,
you're
bishop, from bishop,
you're
pops,
cardinals,
you're pops. You might not really give them those names.
Amen.
You might give them other names, but
may God help us.
And those things stops us from seeing God.
Not
with all due respect, yes, we have to. But let's line up with the word.
Asingati yendei kushoko.
Chinzwa. Chinzwa.
Listen.
Are you aware today?
Munoziverei nhasi.
If one we parish yomunomu.
If one of the parishes wants to preach against homosexuality,
right now,
current Pope says he wants to remove things but that are preventing people from coming to the Romans.
Starts to preach against
it.
It will ring a bell in the papacy. And that man will be kicked off. Those people right there can write to the cardinals or the bishops. And finally it gets there And this man will be kicked out. Even if his people love him. Do you see the terribleness of the orders that we put in? But if it changes at its own independence to stand as God's order says, they would stand with the truth that is being preached there and shake it by the Bible and the message and say, no matter what you say, we see it in the Bible, we see it in the message. Go perish with your ideas. We are going to stand with this. But if the order does not allow it, the preacher
is kicked out of his job. And they replace him.
Rory no serarao ya ramira shidrima 7 times. Kuti pasira iva koma na kuisa nombi zawa mpariza wati wadzore return back to sender.
And the Lord will come to carry the staff of that preacher.
And you see
in the bench and there is a
do you see what hierarchies do? It chains down what the topmost papa wants. But brother, there should be independence whereby you stand with the word and the truth of the Bible and you declare it. And when you see it's true, you say amen.
Amen.
Even if the Pope doesn't believe it.
Even
if the so-called bishop overseer does not see it.
But
bishop as long as the Bible sees it, it's the truth. Brother Branham, Baptist.
That's why Brother
Branham
left the Baptist.
The bishop has no bishop
overseer.
Baptist,
but that's where they got out of
but
the
remember, Mwari pakatanga kuvhura, vachitanga kuparidza Mwari achizarura, zvinhu zvakatanga kuita contradict zvaiva muchibhabhatisti.
But when God started to open things to the prophet,
vanga vasingachakwanisi
kukondera Baptist.
Asi vakati kana ndichizviona mushoko, kana
zvakanyorwa, zvakanakira vana
vaMwari.
It's good for God's children. Kutamara
vakabuda, vakabudiswa, vakatanga kuparidza,
vanga akatuma vamwe vanhu. And God sends some people who like the truth. And they said, this is the truth. We came out of Romans and out of Zion. And out of the
Mabasol.
Out of the Dutch. We have heard the truth. We
will
stand with the truth. Because we have seen it in the word.
But today, the preacher wants to check who else believes it. Does Brother Dan see it? Does Brother So-and-so
see?
Oh, my brother, my sister. Yes, Paul went to Jerusalem
to check
on it.
To check the revelation.
But he was not going there to change what God had revealed. Now with us, we don't have a new revelation. We have the revelation that was given to the seventh angel messenger. And we are eunuchs. We have no seed. But we just take of that message and give it to the bride of Jesus Christ. So we check whatever we hear and say
against
the messenger's message. So our word is back to the word. And back to the word is back to the word of the messenger as reflected in the Bible. Say amen.
Say amen.
Say
hallelujah.
Say praise God and chimbofema.
Say praise God as I take a rest. I'm feeling so good.
And
I know where I'm standing so good. I know where I'm standing and it's so good.
Because it's the message and
the Bible says, we are built on the foundation of the prophets and the apostles. We are built on the foundation of the prophets and the apostles. My children perish because of lack of knowledge. That's why people are following everything.
Today you said,
I've found the word.
Tomorrow, it's fishers of men.
One comes with a crooked stick.
This is the
stick of the fishers of men. And you follow the man with the crooked
stick. The man knows nothing. You are not convinced.
You are just following others. But a solid man will go to prayer. A solid man will pray and fast. He will read the message. He will read the Bible. And the Holy Ghost will reveal to him.
That is the toys. It's not going to go in the maple.
We are not just the pets. We just follow after everything.
Maple,
you are following that. You are following this.
No, no, that's about it.
Today we follow this. Tomorrow you follow that. There are people who are cut like that.
Who change positions like bands.
Anongo shanduka ngema bands.
Today
Nasi
is here. Tomorrow there's another opportunity.
Tomorrow he is. Come back to
where
man,
we have to be solid, man. The
word of God is not
this is
gambling.
Not a trial and error.
This
message is absolute. We are not coming here for man. But we are coming for the revealed message of God. Be convinced not of man. But be convinced of the message of the hour. Men will surely cheat and supplant. But this message can never deceive you. This message can never deceive you. Stand behind the message. Stand behind the message. Stand behind the message. What God has said is amen and amen.
Amen.
Ah, brother.
They came a preacher from Honolulu. That man is a speaker. So when he said he came from the first churches, and he came to Brother Branham,
the seventh angel messenger,
and he took it up from there. And he is now the eighth messenger. He was given the stick by Brother Branham.
And another
running to the pulpit, I'll give you a kick.
And at the end of the service, the man says, now, whoever is convinced by what I've said, because but the present tense now is with the eighth messenger.
The seventh angel now is now history. Now we come to the eighth.
Now we start now.
Tagutanga.
We will start now.
Tagutanga. Those who want to follow me, we'll start here.
Five benches
go.
I'm not as cheap as that, brother.
And inaku cheap agudaro ini.
I'm not cheap material.
And inaku
the
cheap
bride
agudaro.
Of Jesus Christ is not cheap material.
Jesus Christo.
It's people who are solid.
Vanu vakamira.
It's a called out people.
Vanu vakadanwa.
For a purpose to be fulfilled.
Babasa rinofanira
kuzadzikiswa. For a mission to be accomplished.
Babasa rinofanira
kupedziswa. But not to be always be tossed up and down by the slate of man.
Nepfungwa dzevanhu.
My brother, be convinced.
Hama yangu,
be sure of what you're doing.
Nezvauri kuita.
Stand where you are standing.
Mira nepawakamira.
Having done all to stand.
Wamira waita
zvose. Stand ye therefore.
Mira ipapo.
Let no man shake you.
Rega kuzunguzwa nevanhu. Mira panzvimbo.
Ndiri kuwa zvakanaka ndisienda kadaro.
I'm feeling so good. Leave me alone. I'm feeling so good.
Taura sababa vangu.
I'm speaking my father. The zeal of my father is upon me.
Seiko, ziri zababa. Ungashaya sei. Uri mwana. Ungashaya sei.
Ziri zababa.
Oh. Ah.
I refuse to be a slave. I am a child. I refuse to be a prodigal. If I am a child, I am a child. I will not wake up a slave. I remain a child.
The prodigal son was a son.
So
he went away and squandered the riches. But brother, when he was eating with the pigs, he was a son anyhow. When he had no shoes, he was a son anyhow. When he started walking back, he was a son anyhow. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
We are not changed by situation and circumstances. No.
Zino.
Though the scripture shows that there are several elders in each church. We finish that. Now the truth of the matter is the word elder signifies who the person is, while the bishop signifies the office of the man, of the man. Signifies the office of the same
office ye munhu mumwe chete.
But with this story, they separated.
Asi masangano vakazvipatsanura.
Okay. The elder is the man. Bishop is the office of the man.
Bishop do office.
Elder always has and always will refer simply to a man's chronological age in the Lord.
Ukuru nongogara wakaraidza nguva dzose makore emunhu munashe.
Elder.
Mukuru
is his chronological age.
Makore ake
as a believer.
Semutendi.
There are many elders in this church.
Pane vakuru vakawanda muchechi.
Who might not necessarily be preachers.
Vanogona vasiri vaparidzi.
Who might not necessarily be pastors.
Vanogona vasiri vafuri.
But their chronological age in the message, not the elders.
Asi vane makore ari akawanda mumharidzo.
Ndo pano zokonfuse vamwe otora Paul wakadaidza ma elders vakazivo kuti
akubikisa the elders.
Anyway, we don't have time for that.
Atina nguva izvozvo.
He is an elder.
Mukuru.
That is the man whose chronological age in the Lord. He is an elder. Not because he is elected or ordained. But because he is older. He is more seasoned. Trained, not a novice. Reliable because of experience and long-standing proof of his Christian experience.
Ano mimbika naye nekuda kwekuziva zvinhu neuchapupu wekuda kwechikristu chake chakaiswa pachena.
But no, the bishops did not stick to the epistles of Paul.
Ma bishop ahana kudzokera kutsamba dza Paulo.
But rather they went to Paul's account of the time.
Vakaenda kunhoronde ya Paulo yenguva iyi.
That he called the elders from Ephesus to my letters.
Kuti akatana vakuru veEfeso kuma letters.
In Acts chapter 20.
Muna mabasa 20.
In verse 17 the record states elders.
Nhoronde inoti vakuru.
Were called then in verse 28.
Vakadano asi verse 28.
They are called overseers.
Vanozvonzi vatariri.
Wobva kuti saka vanhu vakasiyana.
So are these different people?
And these bishops.
My bishop,
no doubt,
pasina kupokana,
political minded and anxious for power.
Mazona.
Political minded
and
anxious for
power.
Insisted that Paul had given the meaning that overseers were more than the local elder.
Vanga vari vakuru kudarika vakuru vepachechi.
With official capacity only in his own church.
Vane simba pakereke yake chete.
Kanzi vaida simba. Nokuda kuti vaita zvematongero mukunamata kwavo.
Because they were anxious of political power.
Kanzi vakaita ndokuminyura pfungwa ya Paul.
And they changed
the idea of Paul. Ndiwe pachurch.
The elder is
as
for the
bishop
church.
But the bishop church.
Is not of the church.
Munhu mukuru.
He's a bishop.
Unenge aine vamwe. He's apo.
He has got
apo,
elders
apo,
in several apo. Parishes. It's not in the word.
But with all respect, as I'm saying, don't get me wrong. We respect the elders that have gone before us. They remain elders, and you
cannot stand away
from them. By virtue, they've even seen the word before us. But in the order of the scripture, not in the order of establishing Nicolaitanism. Are we together? Any sensible man will see that. It's like a man is preaching. And then there goes the preacher. There goes the preacher. Obviously, those men, they still owe it to him as their elder. To go to like Brother Brown says in Taking Sides. Find an elder from among you. Then you go, you young ones, you have questions and things, you go to him. You talk about even these other deeper things. But don't go to the... In other words, remain balanced. So that there might be unity of faith. But you see now, when it's taken to that level, as the prophet says, there's no danger. But when it is a Nico spirit, it's whatever I see,
Whether it's scripture or no scripture, then everyone else has to preach that. If I see that now, which I didn't see, I've got to have two wives or three wives or four wives, polygamy. Even if you don't see it, starting with you deacons tomorrow, you should have the second wife. All the elders you have, that's what you got to preach to your churches. That's
Nicolaitanism.
That's why, brethren,
when you see your brother,
respects.
Sit down with him and talk to him. How are you seeing this quotation? How do you see this other quotation? The way I see it, and help one another. Maybe you might help, or you might help the other brother. It has been accepted. It has been accepted. The pastor preached it.
Kama elders is.
And all the elders. When the service ended,
my brother.
Brother
Mutikon Vida.
Our brother Marunya.
Since the other people are to meet a my young sisters are pan one.
Now the young sisters whom I can take for a second wife. Brother Maruya, you should you must stand and say, no, it's not in the
world.
We are going to work together. On the deacon issue, we stand together and protect everything. The pastor says in the scripture. Now please open and show me where it is written. Sisters, can you accept polygamy?
Yeah,
you are together in your marriage. And the gray hair cooking for them. And today they want to teach you. To look for
sweet
16.
I will
tell that young girl, look for your own husband. Pray and
ask him
for your own husband. Leave my old man.
Because my dad and dad are not going to.
The girls want the old men because they take good care.
Yes,
I see the elders. Leave the old men. Pray and find your own
age.
Leave the elders to worship freely.
Pastor, when you preach, Pastor,
where
you said, no, I love the Church of the Living God. I just put my name there. I felt you were speaking to me. You bastard girl.
Leave our elder.
Every Wednesday, Pastor, I want to see you. Pastor, sister, because I'm busy. I want to see you in your office. Okay, fine.
Okay.
Brother,
it's
just something between you and me.
I saw a virgin single brother coming to visit you, Pastor.
I like you, Pastor.
I'm your child here, Pastor. Leave our elder.
That is Yam Darawedu.
I say, leave our elder. You want to
scheme
something. Now we see your motive. We are seeing your plans.
Leave our elder.
He's not a young man.
We have
caught the spirit.
And
the spirit was determined. It was really determined, that spirit. But we have thrown the bomb to neutralize.
You know,
the patriot has already come to neutralize.
Elders,
you are safe. Elders, you are safe. They were planning for you. Elders, it was about to go bad. There are some children who are not saved. They are looking for husbands to take care of them. If they don't find some, they say, let's go for the elders. Now, the elders have refused. Find a man of your own age. Now you want an old man. Now with the today's fashion. Now our wives are not a problem. It's one size fits all.
Now
the young man, find a man of your own age.
You
think I can just leave the issue of the elders? Sometimes I rebuke myself.
After couples meeting,
we should have a parents meeting outside. I met some of my children. You remember you came and preached about the dad? If you do well, the husband will bring you a duck. My husband brought a live duck. It was there, but it had not been slaughtered yet. Now the duck has been
killed.
Now you despise me. Now the dark issue that you spoke and now it's there.
Before pastor,
can we?
Now
some of the things that you despise, that are the things that help you.
Dada, brother.
It was caught in the spirit. Things are caught here. So this spirit, we don't regret that we have rebuked it. We have rebuked that spirit that is going after the elders. Leave our elders. If you say, I don't no longer go to Eastleigh, when we want to help you, now go where you want. You will find your elder there, but you will be in trouble.
So, I repeat, and these bishops, no doubt political minded and anxious for power, see that Paul had given the meaning that overseers were more than the local elder, with official capacity only in his own church.
To
them, a bishop was now one with extended authority over many local leaders. Such a concept was neither scriptural nor historical. Church age is Pergamian. Such a concept was neither scriptural nor historical.
It was started by Ignatius, who started preaching that doctrine and that concept and distorting what Paul had said.
Are we together?
It ends up like the truth. When the truth is preached so much, it appears like
false.
So such a concept was neither scriptural nor historical.
Yet,
even a man of the stature of Polycarp
kunyange muruma akaita sa Polycarp
leaned towards such organization.
Akarerekera kuurongwa wakadaro.
Do you see what that spirit leads you to?
Munoona here zvaunotungamirwa
nemweya. It takes you back to organization.
Inokutungamira kusangano.
It takes you back to denominationalism.
Inokuendesa kumasangano.
It takes you back to systems, man-made systems.
Inokudzorera kuurongwa hwevanhu.
Where the emphasis is on what a man is saying.
Apo panosimbiswa zvinotaurwa
nemunhu. And the expense of what the scripture and the message
says. Are we together? Brethren, what we preach is God risk and dangers. It has got risk and dangers.
Because I'm
also at a risk.
It has to be said. There
are things that I have to say that
because
I am even compromising myself.
Polycarp even leaned towards such organization.
Polycarp akarerekera kuzvinzwa.
Thus, that which started as a deed in the first age.
Chakangotanga seka hunu.
Was made a literal doctrine, and so it is today.
Started as a deed, as a
say, finally. And the doctrine told Bible,
and the doctrine said, Bible says.
Bishops still claim power to control men. And deal with them as they desire. Placing them where they saw will in the ministry. This denies the leadership of the Holy Ghost. Who said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work whereunto I have called them. This is anti-word and anti-Christ. Matthew 20:25-28. But Jesus called them unto him and said, you know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them. And they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Matthew 23:8-9. But be not ye called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father, which is in heaven. That's an exposition of seven church ages, Pergamian church age.
Do you believe that?
Israel one time.
Israel panemengo.
They had a God ordained way. Where God would work through his kings as well as my he would work through those priests there and so on. But because of rubbing shoulders with the world, the systems of the time, the law of conformity started to affect them. And then they went and said, let us have a king. Please, we want a king like other nations. And yet Israel was an elected nation to follow God's precepts. But they were living among a people who had their own precepts. And the law of conformity started to work on them. They wanted to let down the bars. Please, we want a king like other nations. Please give us also a king.
But
God says, I have given you this.
have given you this, but all the same will have a king like other nations.
So the king I'm going to give you, that you have chosen to lead you, but like servants, I'll make them to make bricks and with vriga. That's what you have chosen. I was working with you direct. And he's feeling for you. But you have chosen a man. A man has no sympathy. And you work
yes,
with the
vicar. You have a king according to your desire. But with this suffering following,
God takes people out of bondage. But man wants to put people under his bondage. Are we clear? Are we clear? God wants to set free. But man wants to bind. Then he can claim territory. And dominion. Then like you see the Roman Empire, you pay taxes. You pay homage. Brother Ram has this to say as I slide in. Speaking about the sovereignty of the local church. He says that the church is on. I love that quotation.
Amen.
Paragraph 26,
26
of Hebrews 27. But I believe in the supreme authority of the local assembly.
Now,
with that hierarchy, there is no way a local assembly can be sovereign. It has the right to roam. It has to appeal to the headquarters. Or even if the pastor does not appeal, but there is people there who know we have a headquarters. They can write privately.
Emails.
And the next thing you see is the head office, the big man up there.
Oh, head office, munumukuru.
Is either he sends a message, we don't like this. Or kick out that guy. We put in somebody who says what we say. Originality.
The word of God has its own originality.
But I believe in the supreme authority of the local assembly.
Yes.
Let each church be its own. Let each church be its own. Let each church be its own.
Okay.
Choose its pastors.
Yes, its deacons.
Its whatever.
Do
you see how the church is its own? It sets its own church order. Its church order is not set by something else or any other church. Or
but
it's set by that church. Let each church be its own. It's whatever it is. And then that way, the man in there has no bishop over him. The Holy Spirit wants to speak something to that church. They don't have to ask anybody about whether they could do this or do that. But if there is a bishop somewhere, then I have to check the revelation.
Can we preach this? There are others whom we checked out. We are preaching that.
We kick you out.
If you preach the same, we excommunicate you.
Hierarchy and systems. But God's order is originality.
It's
the individual in contact with the Holy Spirit.
Show
me by the Bible what's greater in the Bible than a local elder.
That's right.
Yes, sir. The sovereignty of the local church, each church in itself. Now, brotherhood. That's wonderful.
Brotherhood is okay. That's wonderful.
Brotherhood.
It's good.
All churches ought to be in a brotherhood.
Like that
but the sovereignty of a local church.
Asipane kuzitonga kwe kereke pachayo.
That's Hebrews chapter 5.
By Hebrews chapter 5.
Now, my time is gone. But I believe I still have some time before I clock off. The office of a pastor.
Office ya mfunzi.
To some he gave pastors. And all these others. Now. The only standard is that of the word. The prophet says. It seems to be that people are not interested like they used to be. They are falling away. From the fundamental facts of the Bible. They seem to be drifting. And I think all ministers who love the word of God. And know that that's the only standard in which we can be assured. That we are right. It's not upon some theory, but upon the word of God. That's the only basis. God gave ministers. And these ministers, these pastors, they are in a sacred office. The office of a pastor is a sacred office. Here you hear him, paragraph 28. But sometimes ministers, it's meal tickets to pastor.
I want to be a pastor in town. That's where the working class is. You put me in a growth point in.
But if it's for soul catching, it does not matter where. Faithful to
the cause. Do you think you would be growing up in Urusape? 25,000 people. But we are satisfied there. We started as a young man,
but we are
God has his ways.
That
I am obligated and responsible. Have you shown God your commitment? You went to a growth point and there were two or three. And you say, I know there are no people. Now I'm going back to Istri.
That's why Istri go njango no una o 3, 4, 5 maburu wangu andi now.
I will take 3 or 4
indakatumwa.
Hey, brethren, I was called and I was sent. You don't go and fish from a cooler box. You go to Chivero Dam. And you sweat fishing.
Aka diga worms, aka ita se.
Taking the worms and everything. And go back with
Murezi.
The tree. He is a fisherman.
The cooler box is.
Now, how can you fish from the cooler box? From the refrigerator.
So brother, why 3, 4
you find
3 or 4
Now you've got your kids
for.
Now let me see what I can do. Now,
Location,
East, yes.
Ko next Ronzi.
Hillside.
In Hillside.
Message. I think the message must go to Hillside.
I will go to Hillside.
You know, with your wife and your children. Yeah, now we are 10.
Kana mwagona wana mama windi.
If you can find some other windies, combi drivers. And
mawindi.
You know, the wind is, they are unafraid. They
kana katobo tina makombi maviri, mwombo ya nao just for 15 minutes.
And they bring two combis.
And I'll pay them.
Doa patara.
Mwombo ya nao, mwombo ya nao, mwombo ya nao.
Bring them.
Uo neimba.
You sing.
And
you see where you
katare, mwonyosa roa sa macheso.
And you play like macheso. The church is started. You don't start a church in
go
such a way.
Go sweat it out, my brother. Go down to Chivero Dam right there.
We don't speak like young people. I've come from far. I've seen a lot. We have got a right to listen. I've passed through a lot that can help you.
Amen.
Amen.
Say hallelujah.
Say hallelujah.
Say amen. Amen. Amen.
Say amen.
Amen. Amen.
That heaven gave others weddings. It gave others jobs. And you're just saying, what is this
thing?
Oh, the whole service. You're analyzing me.
Last time, why in the analyze?
Last service, you were doing forensics.
Not
the other time, you were also analyzing. Today, you are still analyzing. Now, go and give that congregation what I was saying today. You are remaining behind. And others are proceeding. And the saving are being saved. In the way that others called heresy. That's how I believe my God. In the way this old man is preaching. Some are enjoying this. Some are enjoying from these blessings.
Please bear with me.
Those men who were beating the temple with a trowel and a sword on the other hand. And the other hand finds. So we fight the demons. We preach and fight the demons. And we put them in their proper position. For the children of God to feel better. You can get your healing whilst we are preaching. Receiving your healing.
High blood pressure. High blood pressure.
Now with your attitude, how can you get your healing? This message has been brought to correct your attitude and receive your healing. Your asthma to go.
Hepatitis yako.
That hepatitis
C
or B, that it might go, leave you. You sit in a chair. Are you a Roman priest? Where is your Coca-Cola? We want God's children to be delivered. Be free. Raise your hands. Say amen.
Kurilisa pressure. Unuza kana gonye tenchi fambaga. Ya kuno mira. Unuza rima. Otunga rame
ondo. When the international driver is driving.
Christmas bus ya tadzikai. Panga pane bus.
Yeah, that Christmas bus going down. Now we are resting. We put on Jacob's brakes, exhaust brakes. Now after that, he goes to traveling gear.
Nah.
Zino.
But sometimes,
Zimengua.
It's meal tickets to pass a church.
Manuparitira
instead of thinking
mari.
Of heaven and what will answer for it that day,
Uchano
we better preach the truth.
Because God is going to, if he give us this great sacred office, he is going to require it at our hands. People don't know the responsibility that takes to be a pastor. It's a sacred office. There is souls to be answered for. It's the highest office, so God comes to him. In chapter 57, and if God is over going to get a message to his men, his elder, that's pastor there, which is, according to the Bible, the highest office in the local church is the elder.
The word comes to the pastor, and the word comes to you. It doesn't come to you, sister. Whether you like it or not, angry or not, it will come to the pastor so that you don't get all those moods. Now, with all your moods, you have never come here. The scripture forbids you to preach. Only men come here to preach. When we come here after the Lord has spoken, and we tell you to be delivered, you continue to come here, go back with your condition. You keep your goblins of witchcraft and your hatred and your sickness.
Marivana, a provided way.
But Marivaka
Panzira,
that when you accept that way,
nyasha.
That's the grace on top of grace.
Oh, Murugutika Tiganyasha is the tabernacle. Musatikanyasha.
Don't deny grace.
Tambira nyasha.
Receive grace. When you have accepted grace, it will work for you. It's so surprising. You are a believer in this tabernacle, but you hate the pastor that is helping you. Maybe you are a child. And she's
feeding.
But she bites the teeth of the mother. So how am I going to suck to nurse you? Now I'm
injured.
Now after biting the mama, she's still crying for milk. And we preach something to deliver you. Now you say, no, this is a man's idea.
Now this is a man's idea.
When he started, it was this. Now you are continuing to come to a person who is not
used to buy
the spirit. Now she's crying for the milk, but she's biting mama. We are elders. They are my children. They are still growing up. So when they grow up, they will leave.
Yes,
those
now
those boys
who
get to this age, they don't bite. They know when they bite, there is no milk.
So don't worry, brother. Mushakura.
You grow up. Yes, pastors, we know. That's my daughter, that's my son. Leave them.
God
to
bless
grow.
You, gallant soldier of the cross.
But I know that in service you are angry. Your countenance.
God bless you, soldier of the cross.
You know, brother, if I don't find you in service, oh, my sister,
I don't preach.
I always look at your corner. When I see your face, I get in the spirit. But now you are surprised that I had a fallen countenance. You are my child, I know you.
Don't worry.
You will grow up. You will not remain a child. We will persevere. But you don't persevere.
Otherwise,
we should have excommunicated you long back.
The balcony, say amen.
You must always say amen. Don't be like Eutychus.
Now, the office of a pastor is a predestinated office. We will see Jesus, but there is five predestinated offices of the church. Apostles, prophets, teachers,
mudzidzisi,
pastors,
mufudzi,
evangelists,
mufangeri.
That's what God set in the church.
Those are God's one amari church.
Pastor,
mufundisi,
a predestinated office.
The office yakafano temiro. Office yakatemiro
na mwari ungairwisa ukaigona.
Now a predestinated office. How can you fight that? When God already ordained before the foundation of the world.
Yo brother Branham office yave chiprofita. Mwari paisika nyika akatodida nokunyora.
When God was creating the world, he put Brother Branham's office on a mountain range.
And
ministry put his ministry, first pool, second pool, and the three peaks
mountains
on that Catalina range of mountains. Before he was born, can you fight that and overcome? You just get yourself in a complex. Just accept and say, God help me.
Help thou my unbelief, O Lord.
Why don't
you know?
You are finding it was difficult.
Help thou my unbelief, O Lord.
Help thou my unbelief.
A pastor is a special person.
Pastor Muno akatsaurwa.
Did you know your pastor is a special person? So many people miss him because they don't even know. Will you get blessing?
This is blessing. Don't you know blessing? Which one?
Manyeche.
Hey. What God says is special.
Pastor,
when God said the pastor is special, and you speak like that,
God doesn't call men to judgment without first warning.
God
doesn't call men to judgment before first warning. Paragraph 104. But you see, in the church, there is the pastor. And that pastor is a special person. He is built where he can put up with the fusses of the people.
Pastor is too soft.
No, he is special. He's cut in a special way.
To
be able to swallow the fusses of the people, to stand in between. He is built where he can put up with the fusses of the people. In other words, I know you want the nets on narrow stakes. Yeah, I got that. I should move on a foot. He stands in between.
The fusses.
Without favoritism. He is a burden bearer.
He is a burden bearer. Pastor, I've come with my issue. The life of a pastor is not easy.
Sometimes phone
at open. Is right now, pastor, right now.
Pastor,
maybe I'm talking to my wife. My husband is about to die.
Right now,
to Lord,
help this
people.
Situation.
I rebuke that demon
Jesus
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Right now, deliver.
And my wife looks and she ends up bowing her head. Thank you, Pastor. After your prayer, my husband was delivered.
Last night, I went home with brother Mawango, and then we went to the pastor. After that, then we went home. So I was just seated there. I want to just plan for the message. Then a message came in. Please, Pastor, my husband is from another city. I think it's this city somewhere. Now, see, my husband right now cannot breathe. Right now, please. But, so, and I was tired.
I was tired.
So, no. Give me Zomantipa number, okay? It's okay,
you have given my his number, I'm going to phone him.
Such which in Changuti,
Something said.
What if it's a matter of life or death? Why would she phone if it was not necessary?
So I said, I thought I would see it tomorrow.
So this is under further.
Before I went further,
was my channel for if you are free, can I phone?
Yes, you get phone.
In no time, I have phone. The life of a pastor, you know, in relation to what you are, but for these heads, each one interacts with him on a pastoral level.
Vanhu vose ava nekuwanda kwavo vanowadzana navo pachiyero cheufundisi.
Imagine you have a wife.
Chimbosifunga kuti une mudzimai.
You have children.
Une vana.
But you can hardly control them or contain them.
Asi kuti totadza kutovatungamirira kana kuvadzora.
In their welfare. What of a man put in there? Unotoziva pari mukotesha mene chasvika unotoziva kuti brother ava na brother ava.
That brother.
Avaonani.
And this brother, they don't see eye to eye.
Zuru achiridza uyu. Uyu akauya kusora zuru achiridza uyu.
Now this one came talking. This one came talking about that one.
Mukotesha brother kwanzi. Musadaro kwanzi, it hurts your pastor. Zvinokuwadzisa.
It hurts your pastor.
Mufundisi wenyu.
It hurts your pastor.
Now. You see, in the church there is the pastor, and that pastor is a special person. He is built where he can push up with the forces of the
people.
He is a burden bearer. He is the ox of the team. He is a man that can sit down. Somebody has got something against somebody else. And sit down with them, two families. And take neither side. And reason it out and bring it right back into sweetness.
See,
he is a pastor.
Mufudzi.
He knows how to take care of
it.
Is the office. God is obligated to that office.
God is looking at the office.
Your pastor
Mfudzi wenyu
is your husband, spiritually speaking. From how can I overcome? But yet, your pastor is your husband. Though of course you find
now those with evil intentions they went overboard and took wives in church.
Your pastor is your husband,
and
the natural is a type of the spiritual. We
don't say things from heresy. We know what is happening. Taking the spiritual and apply it in the flesh.
Your pastor is your husband.
Spiritualist.
You see? Not naturally speaking.
Kwete
you panyama. Now, whether it could be right or not,
kana zvakanaka kana
I don't
zina,
know.
Andizive.
Maybe his revelation wasn't right.
Pamwe chizaro chake chakanaka.
In other words, zvari kushowa kuti kana chicho humwari chari kupiwa.
If it is of God that is being given,
shoko, mbewe
which is the word seed,
tinofanirwa kugamuchira shoko iro.
We must receive that word.
Nokuti ari kuunza shoko rinobva kuna Mwari.
He is bringing the word from God.
Nokuti va
that will help us.
In other words, you don't deny.
Musarambe
shoko riri kuunzwa kwauri kana riri chokwadi unoreceive.
The word that is coming to you, if it is
are
of truth, you receive it.
The church will never live higher than its pastor.
Kereka imbofa yakava pamusoro kudarika mufudzi
wayo. Oh, idambudziko guru, and my church mazhinji anopinda mudambudziko nokuda kwenyaya iyi.
Most churches have
where
this problem.
There are too many big heads in church.
Vane misoro mikurusa.
Pastor,
now we want to see things are working well.
Pastor, Nezuro Makati Mukati Mukati Mukati.
Yesterday you said this.
Machayama.
Yeah, you are going out of the well.
I have an appointment.
Next week in the appointment.
Pastor, but I don't take that.
And this is Gamuchire.
Until the man is confused. He doesn't know what to means to wait upon the Lord.
Doesn't know how to wait upon the word upon the Lord.
And there's these demands.
Panis man.
A church will never live higher than its pastor.
Church,
now I believe mostly to blame or not to blame, but mostly in the way that people are taught. You see why we say these things. This goes with the way people are taught.
Now,
and the church will never live higher than its pastor teaches. You seldom find that if you got a good, sound, sane gospel teacher, you will usually find that type of church. And it's just where your pastor leads you. The pastor that you feed on. Now, it ties up with this other one. Don't get puffed up. To where you know more about it than your past. Church order 41. Don't never get yourself puffed up. To place where you know more about it than your pastor. Or the church that you are worshipping in. You see, if ever it comes to a place as a believer, you feel you know better than your pastor. Oh, better than the church. The prophet is an alternative. This church,
the way they do their things. The pastor.
If you get to that place,
Abraham
says, then I would advise each one of you to get another place to worship. Why?
Paul it will not help you
there.
Because if with your mind
you are
always fighting the things that are being preached are not helping. It's better you go
plus
when you think it will help you. And leave those wounds because your presence will bind the spirit. You will disturb the power of God. Because you are
memory. Of like mind and like precious faith.
But if there are people who are not able to
to
work effectively.
So many times the things
that you desire for, God knows what He's doing.
There is a quotation there.
Panechi no korwa. In my ministry, I have learned God can give you a person who comes and you love him.
What transfer?
And you hear that he has been transferred. And you say, God, what has God done? He was a good supporter in everything. But I have learned. God does not make
a mistake.
God, you see that if
that
person continues, it has nothing has happened yet.
But
God is seeing a problem in the future.
Is a nice brother?
Yeah,
my sister.
Yeah,
but
his time is up. God said he must leave. Who are you to forbid them?
And
if you make it, then you find the fruits of that. Do you get it? I know. Don't get married.
Five years bed.
Buy me everything.
That
child will continue to be there, but you will be the ones to chuck you out.
Mama. I want coffee in my bed. I want coffee early morning, Mama. What can you do that? I want coffee.
Mama, why are you doing this? Coffee?
Zirima ari za kutinga anu fa utunga miri ya mudzimai.
What is in that boy? Now he is a wife. But the mother said, stay and take care of me.
No, Mama, ndio grocery munga shop hai.
No, Mama, how can you shop?
Pamurume wakaita seni. Zandino ya one day, ndino fura one day ndika pesa.
I can just eat one day.
Mkazi mukurota,
no, how can you do that in all
angasa shora sei.
How can she not despise you when he's already reached the age of marrying? Yeah, let them buy groceries. And keep that daughter.
Ndakasungira tege ichabikwa next week.
Now, in your own kitchen, your mama, daughter will give you orders, mama.
Mabikira mneta baba shikafawa. Andiyo, indoda sadza.
The way you
sadza.
Cook sadza for the
wakakadwa anonjilea, wuta abikiri omurume wake makati karabati.
She must cook for her own husband, but you choose to stay with her. Now, she must supervise you in your own kitchen.
God's
time, God's things have got time.
Nay, Sister Ray. Sister Kadiwa. Sister Kadiwa.
The wife of my friend.
Your
boyfriend. You've got your son.
Akarora.
Married.
Akarora.
Married, yes. If you are still in the home,
demands may have gone.
Would you meet his demands?
6 a.m. Nishimuka. 6
a.m. I want to find
7
warm water ready for me.
7 a.m. Make sure my tape is ready
before I sleep.
8 o'clock, my socks sang on the boots.
8 o'clock, socks and shoes. You suffer from BP. If the time is up for him to
let
him go. Let him go where he must. And you remain there, grandmother and grandfather. No sweat, no pressure. If you pass and fight, it's up to you. It's your choice. I'm preparing to close.
If you get to a place, then I would advise each one of you to get another place to worship. Because I'm asking the pastor never to permit anything outside of Bible order. The way we have seen it here in the church. The church order, 58, my brother, I'm not going to be able to outside
of the Bible order.
Can the Bible order, Bible
order said, if you are bad enough, what must you do?
You know that Brother Brown, one point, Bible order,
at one time he put the Bible over and laid things in order. Gifts and everything. We want things done in such a manner. And some brothers said, we don't see the same. You want to bind the Spirit of God.
We
are not binding the Spirit, but we are giving instructions how to operate gifts.
Don't
behave like Pentecostals that when you and you see that steam coming
out.
It's a power that when you harness, it can drive a train. So how can we channel it in the right chamber that it can benefit the church? And don't teach us that. And if I'm given the tongues when the word is being preached, even if I'm on the balcony, I will come down ringing in tongues. And Brother Matanga is preaching. And I'll come in the front.
That says the Lord.
That says Jehovah.
Brother Matanga,
and Brother Matanga must stop preaching. So we can hear your tongues. And the prophet says we don't do that. Everything has its own place and time. There's a time to do it. There's a time to do that.
So it's Bible order.
No, urongo we Bible.
Badaro, brother, brother, badaro. Kunonzo almost a half or three quarters. Zinzinza pa mofu mamu.
Anti kutoska. Pada paka atika na kuti. Zikamu zitatu kupa muzina.
Almost half ye church yomku.
Kuda kutoshika pakati pe church.
Yakabudala.
Went out.
I'm continuing with the work.
Let's lay emphasis where emphasis is needed.
Gati simbise zvakakosha.
Let's put efforts where effort is needed.
Gati sei simba panoda simba.
And where effort and emphasis is profitable.
Panodiwa simba nekusimbisa.
Dai uriwe waitomeita ma series here 1 year.
If it were you, you have 1 year series.
Vanovenyuka.
There are serpent seeds.
Ndaunganidza vanhu kereke ya Zara.
And God's people and the churches kang. Imi zvidembo. And you're taking my people.
Oh,
your people. Now, if they were yours, where are they? There's nothing of yours that
lives
you. He respected such
attitudes.
And he vindicated those attitudes.
If you are
clapped on the left, give the right. If you're not satisfied, give the other cheek. No, this person I'm always beating.
Heavier than mine.
Bigger hands than mine. What makes him to behave like that?
If you got the pastor that tells you the truth, you ought to honor God. Ephesians Church 1:36. Other words, if you got a God-filled pastor, filled with the Holy Ghost, and you try to hold him under your fingers,
I tell the people in Rusape that if you want to control me, I will go and preach for the rocks, for the stones.
God is giving me things,
and you want to control me.
What do you want to call liberty?
Why can't you just set me free? Let the Holy Spirit speak freely.
When it passes by you, amen.
Say amen. That's it. We are not denominations who call the pastor.
Not
the way you are preaching these days. We don't like it.
Oh, Amade.
You don't like it.
Spoken word, you know, to good.
What does the spoken word say?
Ndapari zapa, ndapa verse, ndapa ndima.
What if I preach? I gave a.
Imi mune imwe rindima kana spoken word inorambiza.
Do you have a spoken word or a scripture that for me?
God is super napa isatidi.
But because we just don't want it here.
Oh, imi.
Oh, you.
Murukuti Yesu.
You are saying I thought you are speaking to one person. How many are you?
One wakati Yesu.
I know one person. Bible. Yari
one wangari region.
Who was legion?
Now you have
given me a job.
New town, I want to cast out demons. We are
casting out demons. We want one person here.
I'm sorry, pastor. You are my pastor. Why? You are mine.
Some things are evil spirits.
We
here at Eastley. How many are you? Who are you representing?
Constituency pano iwe.
Do you have a constituency here?
Sumudza constituency yako right now tiione pano.
Now, raise your constituency, want to see it.
Tobata kutaura chitora constituency uende unoidzidzisa zvauna kuidzidzisa.
And we tell you, take
kana
the
constituency yakauya neshoko ramwari.
If it's a constituency
by the word of God,
it obeys
and
it is saved. It is saved by the word of God.
As in Paris, wamira pano kana achitaura shoko ati amen na amen.
Whoever preaches the truth, it's
kana
amen.
Kana tsauka totende ukatoendera mberi.
If we are astray, we repent. And we thank God.
Murusunga brother.
You see it, brother. Ndosapa
munotikumbira pa tichimbora amba tomboti nya kuzvimbeita mwedzi yakawanda kuti mavamba mavanga ambopora mumusa.
That's why when you call us, we sometimes know we don't want to come for quite some time.
Kuzvimbaira zvosara zvitubukira imanje. Matsamba akunyorwa.
For the wounds to heal because we know things will start to explode after I'm gone.
Brother vaya.
Now that brother, Den Matanga,
vakambonya yotsika pansha chazvo.
Where does he really stand?
Vano zvonda katendoka ndega here. Ndakaume havanaunda izvo message.
Does you know that I repented on my own? He didn't come in the message.
Vanotokonya pasingatokonya. Zvinoendoda kuti shokoriri nyatso tokonya zvakanaka.
He's going on to the sacred sense.
Ndakakuroera verse, ndoenda pa spoken.
I read this verse and go to the spoken. And see, where are you going to escape from?
Can only spoken yako yana itenza ni san.
If you have got your own spoken word, let's compare notes.
We are tired
of
being.
And follow the truth that was brought by the prophet.
If you got a God-filled pastor, filled with the Holy Ghost, and you try to hold him under your finger, if he says anything about us having a robed choir, if he says anything about us wearing makeup, we'll just excommunicate him. What is makeup?
Makeup means putting artificial things. You don't go to those areas. I preach in certain areas.
Before
you preach,
you put him in office. But you know, this issue of this and this issue of this. Here it's a sensitive issue.
Pano
one brother is saying, this is a sensitive issue here.
One brother said,
you rather leave those to me, the pastor.
And this series is in Fundis.
Bring on the right, Kanango Paris, Anya, I am a robed choir. What is this? Tasuka Bogota, who now defake his garments, the
Edu Kanachiba choir. I can go to Sura Chet uniform.
Kanango Sura makeup Chet.
If he just rebuked makeup,
Tins Vere was his Oman, Ramsha Shogranum Profit Oman, Munodarune, Munodarune, Munotitisi.
Why do you do that? What do you want us to do?
Don't worry. If he says anything on him, we'll just excommunicate him.
If he just speaks about our
own
God, we'll excommunicate him.
Don't worry. God will do it before you get a chance to.
God will do it before you get a chance.
To.
I respect my servant. For him to be despised by you, I will remove him. People want to take preachers,
put them in and kick them out. It's a God-ordained
office. Let's have respect to that.
Because
there's somebody according to Jeremiah who has ordained them into that place.
If he says anything else, wait a minute. Okay. Don't you worry. God will do it before you get a chance to. He will go out and preach to stones on the street before he would compromise with that kind of stuff.
You go out to Mahue and preach to the stones.
He will go out preach stones. You got a pastor that really tells you the truth. You ought to honor God and stay in the spirit. And worship God, realizing that you are going to be lost.
If
you don't, you are going to be lost if you.
The problem is we think we know too much. But we don't know more than the word of
God.
You must get revelation from the word of God.
Now, I read my last quotation. You never live higher than your pastor.
The hidden manna.
A little something special. What is the special? The blessings of the Holy Ghost. Oh no, that's for the whole congregation. But the hidden manna was a special revelation. Because he had to teach the others.
I found out
See, was a little more knowledge of the scripture. is given to that pastor. That he could teach others. He is supposed to be. Is that right? You will never live no higher than your pastor. You just remember that. Because he is the shepherd that feeds you. If he is the shepherd, he's got to know where the manna is. To feed the sheep. Is that right? Now, a little special. And watch, this is just a minute. The revelation that he
Manna. Yakavanzika.
May the Almighty God richly bless you. We thank God for this message that you brought for us. And this message that you brought us is the absolute. That's why we believe it. We were dying. In sin and shame. But God came our way. Not by merits. But by His sovereign grace and mercy. And He gave us salvation. We don't warrant to hear what we hear of this message in this Bible. There are better people
who
went to the theology. People who are so wise, who are fit for these things. But God bypassed them and brought it to people like us.
The riffraff of society.
God opened our eyes. That is what we call grace of God.
A pastor.
Mfundis.
God
Mwari.
Comes to him. Speaks to his church.
Wotaura church yao.
If we hold that office,
tika bata ofisi,
in his perception of the word,
nemaonerwe ainoitwa neshoko,
then we receive the blessings.
Tinogamuchira maropafadzo.
If we denigrate it,
kana tikai chepesa,
pull it down,
tikai
make it of none effect,
toona kunge isina basa,
then we have muzzled the mouth of the ox.
Tasunga muromo wenzombe.
We will die in our sin and shame and conception.
Tinofa muzviri zvedu nekunyadziswa.
God bless you.
Mareva kuropa faze.
Till we meet again, brother.
Kusika tasangana zvakare nenyasa dzamwari.